Hey guys, and welcome to the FVF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. Mathematics might be the most fundamental and basic skill of all STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. I have read a paper of five authors on the topic: to what extent does mathematics and being professional on mathematics contribute to success in today's world? And they divide this into different perspectives from where they look at the issue. They look at the issue from the perspective of 21st century skills and education, but also from the perspective of workplace mathematics and mathematics in everyday life. So this is what I want to talk about today. How important is mathematics in our future? So let's start and have fun. Especially in the context, within the context of a rapid changing world, with computers to become cheaper and cheaper after Moore's law, and to become more powerful and more efficient, it is utterly important to look at how the importance of mathematics has evolved within the last years, and if this trend will continue to prevail in the discussion and in the issue of what skills are the important ones in our century and what skills are the important ones in order to contribute to human progress. And in general, the role of mathematics correlates with the role of technology, as mathematics is the core of what computers do. And, you know, in 21st century, it is, some of the most important developments that have occurred, that computers get more important. So skills such as critical thinking, problem posing, problem solving, collaborating, and communicating have already been on the agenda of mathematics educators for a long time. But in these days, they get more important than ever. And there are some outcomes of the research paper I have studied for that episode that I want to present you now. So first of all, the authors have found out that in order to improve the way we learn mathematics in school, a demanding characteristic of the environment is required, of the environment in which we learn. So it is necessary that we have some challenges in our environment we learn in when we want to be able, after having learned some certain things about mathematics, to applicate this in reality. So, and at one hand it's logic, but on the other, just reflect: if you learn something new in mathematics, is this demanding? Because actually what you are experiencing most of the time will be a teacher standing in front of you and telling what to do. And then you will do the exact same system and applicate the exact same system again and again on some examples. But is it demanding to find out how you could solve a problem Actually, it's not that given in today's schools. Another thing they found out is that it will be most important for students to like be able to do a genuine mathematical argumentation. So, well, teachers do not quite applicate mathematics to something like arguments or argumentation, discussions, but this is something that is also, well, implied by 21st century skills. A third thing is that the curriculum and also the way we test have to be changed in order to ensure what I've just said. So at the one hand, we have to change the curriculum, so the way our pupils experience mathematics, and on the other hand, we have to change the way we test this. And in the next, well, pages of the paper, the authors look at workplace and employability in the context of mathematics, and then it gets clearer how testing at school and how mathematics at school within a curriculum have to be changed in order to contribute to, well, actual application. That's what I've wanted to say. So mathematics in the context of work. Mathematics education should prepare students for applying mathematics in all sorts of work and also everyday life situations. This is quite evident. But there are three main questions that have to be posed when thinking about mathematics at work. First, to what extent does mathematics at workplace differ from maths in school, and how can this gap be closed? Second, what mathematical competences can complement the work of computers? This is a crucial question in 21st century. And third, how will the increasing use of information technology affect the mathematical topics that gain significance under influence of the use of information technology? So this is more or less speculation, but the first two questions I want to look at now are actually based on fundamental research in that field. So what did the researchers find out? Actually, at work, there is a more efficient and informal strategy and of application of mathematics that are typical for the very special situation of the worker. For example, nurses also have to apply mathematics when treating a client. But nurses do not calculate as you do at school. They won't set up a formal mathematical problem and start calculating, but they do mathematics in another way. So school teaches maths as abstract, decontextualized problems, and the contrast to this are mathematics at workplace, which are like done inside of a context comprised of goals and purposes. So you have a end goal or a practical goal if you do mathematics at work, but this is not given in school most of the time, actually. So the researchers advise teachers, advise politics, advise policymakers that our pupils should learn mathematics, presented in realistic problems within a context of biology, of physics, of engineering. Most of the time we have just given a mathematical problem, but we do not have a context within that problem could be posed. So what we also see at workplace is that technology changes the purposes, and so does the mathematics application change over time. A very good example here for is management. So a few years ago, management did something totally different with mathematics that than they do today. Today they are more like thinking out of the box, but they are not like calculating, I don't know, doing statistical things, doing, I don't know, something with numbers and that extent that could be done by computers. Because, well, yeah, this is done by computers, not by CEOs or other leaderboards of management. So, the mathematical reasoning and critical thinking is crucial in order to like customize instead of setting up general production lines. So this is also a trend that could be observed in today's world. We get away, especially in the Western countries, we get away from mass production and focus, yeah, especially on customizing, on really making a product special for a certain customer and not setting up a production line that could be sold to everyone in the world. So also the mathematics behind is well, crucial to be understood by those who want to take part in the customization process, in the selling process, in the creation process, in the production process, actually. So it's not that simple anymore. This is what researchers found out to the question, to what extent mathematics differs at workplace from maths in school, because how did maths in school evolve over time within the last 10, 20, 30 years? I think there is not a fundamental change to be observed. So, but let's jump now to the second question. What mathematical competences can complement the work of computers? So the character of mathematics that is taught has to be adapted. So mathematics that is learned in school has to allow the learner to be used flexible and to be adapted to special situations. The reason for that has already been explained when answering to the first question. So formal mathematics is applicable in theory. So this might seem contrary to what we've just said, that mathematics has to be taught in special context. But formal mathematics, even if it is applicable in theory, it isn't for the average student. So the question we pose here is, what mathematics do we teach when computers do all the mathematics? Because computers, they are able to applicate formal mathematics in theory and transform the theory into a special case. This is an advantage of a, well, computer, because a computer can do thousands of hundreds of millions of billions of calculations without any problem, and this cannot be done by a human and cannot be done by the average student at all. So in the paper, they present a theory of Wolfram, and Wolfram says there have to be done four steps in order to transform mathematics in school to a skill or to a ability that is taught, to transform this into something that the students will be able to use in order to complement the work of a machine. So, first step is recognizing where mathematics is applicable. Second, translating practical problems into mathematical problems. Third, solving the mathematical problem. And four, interpreting and evaluating the outcomes. So what are we doing most of the time in school? Actually, most of the time in school, we only do the third step, solving the mathematical problem itself. We do not concentrate on recognizing where mathematics is applicable. We do not concentrate on translating that into the practical things in mathematical context. And we do not at all interpret the outcome or evaluate this. So this is this is for sure a big flaw of mathematics, how it is taught in school today. And what the researchers also state out when checking answering the question of how the work of a robot or machine can be complemented by the work of a human are two points. First of it is understanding. So not only understanding the mathematics that is done by the by the machine, but also what is the mathematics behind. So the mathematics that is controlling the machine, that is the source of the machine's intelligence. So this one is important, and also checking is important, of course, because in most cases the machines, the robots we use, are far away from being perfect and far away from being flawless and without any any controls that have to be made. So checking is also a important application of mathematics in order to complement the work of computers. So third and last question we will look at now is, how will the increasing use of information technology affect the mathematical topics that gain significance under influence of the use of information technology? So, of course, these are arguments made by the authors of the article. So I'll just present you these arguments, and they are not based on, of course, they are based on research, but they are not proved or anything like that. First, the 21st century skills. In that context, it comes down to emphasize especially mathematical special forms of argumentation and communication. This is what I've already said, the genuine mathematical argumentation that has to be taught to our students. Second is that we will have to prepare the students for mathematics in the workplace. as one of the main goals of mathematics education. And as evident as that seems now, this is what I think most teachers forget, actually. When teaching mathematics, they prepare students for their test, for the exam, but they do not prepare their students for the mathematics they'll have to do at work later. Then the digitalization of society. So the focus on mathematical competencies is on what complements the work of computers required. So it's not the case that the mathematical competencies will be in concurrence with those with the machine, because the mathematical competencies of a human are far away from the competencies of a modern computer, of a computer of today. So we have to focus on those competencies that complement the work of these computers. Next is understanding the mathematics underlying the mathematical work computers take over. This is what I've recently said within the context of in how far a mathematical application makes sense with computers. Exactly. So understanding this the way a computer functions. Then we have the significant effort in teacher professionalization that has to be reached, and a curriculum that has to be designed, and a test that has to be designed in order to achieve all the goals we just have set up. And this has to be embedded in broad public support for the need to prepare students for the digital age. Next is the general education. So the general education has to lay a foundation of a wide variety of levels and types of work, not only a narrow view of mathematics, even though mathematics has to be taught within context. So to teach within context does not equal a narrow sight of mathematics on problems. So there only have to be taught many cases and a broad sight on mathematical problems in general. And at last, finally, the authors make the argument that special attention should be spent on mathematics in everyday life. So the mathematics of tomorrow have to ensure the one learning to gain self-reliance and self-confidence when dealing with mathematics, and especially when dealing with mathematics in everyday life and active citizenship. So we talk here about democratical processes, something like that, and applicating mathematics in your daily life and not only in school when you should calculate. Because there is a big difference between calculating and doing mathematics. And this is something that people do not realize, in my opinion. And especially that people do not realize that who set up curriculums for our schools. So this was a large episode. I have talked a lot about mathematics today. I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I hope you guys could hear a lot of information about that. Of course, I have put the link to the paper in the show notes. I have only used that as a source today, so if you want to do some research on your own, and I really recommend to do that, you can just click on the link in the show notes and dive deep into the topic. So so that's it for today. I wish you a very nice day, and not only a very nice day, but also a very happy and nice and lovely Valentine's Day, because today is 14th of February, and I know most of you will spend the day with their loved ones, and so I really wish you having a great time today with your friends, family, loved ones, and so on. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we will hear each other tomorrow. Thank you.